Welcome to another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess. Bob Papa with Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. You ready? Our final installment of the year.
Merry Christmas, Bobby.
Yeah, same to you and your family. Happy holidays. We got Fuch, we got Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, and...
What do we got?
Four in a row.
Oh, wow.
You know, I have to apologize because a lot of us here, including you, Paul, thought this team was finished. But you know what? They've showed some heart, especially going into St. Louis and finishing a game that really got out of control. And let's just, Bobby, finish the season in the right way.
Yeah, well, they have an opportunity to finish in the right way. I'm amazed that you've gotten a lot out of the same prop this year.
Spell check. Got that right. Spell check.
Is that the same football, or do you have to get another?
Listen, I'm not giving away my secrets over there.
And how long does it take you to create these things?
Probably anywhere from...
3 to 4 days?
A day or two, yeah. Probably.
And that was just spelling the word finish.
Yeah.
Right?
But in the beginning, it was F-I-N-N-I-S-H, right? You were making a political statement.
But again...
Honey, is this right?
But again, you know, you have this team, you know, dead, and
well, let's think about that for a minute.
Go ahead.
Several weeks ago, I said this team won't be going to the playoffs. Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong.
You were right.
That might have been a factual statement at that point.
Yeah. So I mean, the fact that I said they were finished. Let's not be having. I don't think there's any parade.
I don't think they need a pat on their back.
The best they can finish is 7-9, and that would be 4 straight wins. So I mean, this has been a very bad season for the Giants.
I would not. Disagree with you. However, there were some so-called former athletes who were saying that Eli Manning was finished, and that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But you know what?
You're talking about people you work with?
No, I'm talking about people that work on another network. And what I'm trying to tell you is, you know what? I'm glad to see Eli show everyone that if you give him a little time and some talent out there on the football field, a playmaker, the guy can make plays for you.
Yeah, there's no question. He's having a pretty good year. And considering the fact, he's had to learn a new offense.
Yeah.
Once again, the least of this team's troubles for the last decade is the quarterback. There's no doubt about it. Eli was ahead of the curve in learning the offense with his teammates. He didn't know it all. He says he still has.
He's still learning.
He still doesn't know it all.
He's still learning.
He's ahead of the curve with his teammates because he's smarter and he works harder than most of them. He's going to finish with some nice numbers. I mean, if you think back, I mean, the one game that was a disaster was the Seattle game with the 5 interceptions.
San Francisco.
I'm sorry, the San Francisco game with the 5 interceptions. You know, that was really on him. But
they still had a chance.
He's played well. At times, I think he's played brilliantly. And he's 33 years old, and there's no sign of him slowing down.
He played brilliantly last week.
He was. You know what? But it was not. It was brilliant in an incredibly
understated way.
You know, when he throws the ball down the field and Beckham and Randall make great plays on it, you forget who threw the ball. He was as efficient, I like the word Tom Coughlin used, laser-like. Yep. Laser-like. He was really, really good.
And you know what? In a hostile game and somewhat of a chippy game.
Somewhat.
They, unflappable, Eli was.
Listen.
He was like, do what you guys want to try and do here. I'm just going to keep making you look bad.
Speaking of chipping,
go ahead.
You don't want to be forced to respond to a chippy opponent every week the way we responded in the middle of that game. But I'm proud of this team for having done that, because when you have a chippy opponent, sometimes you have to demonstrate to them that, you know what, we can be just as chippy as you.
Look, I think they thought.
And again, that's not but.
Right, you can't let a bully you.
That's the world that we were in, and I don't need to look in the any mirror to know that it was coming from the other side, and we knew that going into the game.
And there were two things going on. One, they wanted to push you around, and two, they really don't like Odell Beckham.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Come on, he gets under your skin. He just makes you look bad.
You have Jeff Fisher, who has a Buddy Ryan pedigree. You have his defensive coordinator Greg Williams,
and we know
who has an almost criminal pedigree in some ways. And they looked at Odell Beckham, and he's running around, and he's this phenom. And they said, it's not happening in our building. It's not. So they're hitting him out of bounds. They're doing all these things. And what I liked about the response, look, do I like Preston Parker going in there and throwing punches? And I mean, what I like is that you didn't get dangerous on the field after that. You didn't start going after guys' heads. You took care of it on the sideline. Guys got thrown out. That was unfortunate. But right.
Little unequal in terms of who got
him. Well, Zach Diassi hit on Tavon Austin, wasn't he?
I
think Tom mentioned that, too.
That was a bit much.
You know what the thing I liked? It was a 7-point game. It could have got worse right before the end of the half there, where they could have scored a touchdown. They held them. And then they came back and kind of just said, okay, let's win this game.
Which is a change in what we've seen.
Right.
Almost a growth in this team, because it felt like at certain points this year, something went bad, it really went bad.
And you know what? You know what's interesting? Talk about the narrative. That's the new word now. If the Giants lose that game, then it comes back on the coach couldn't control his team. They got out of control. Now they win, and you say, well, they were a little disciplined. They were a little mature. It was an important game to win because for a lot of
reasons.
Beckham makes that great catch against Dallas, and he's the big story in the country, and you lose the game. And that was so unfortunate for Beckham and for the team. Now they win a game going away, and it was good because now you can look at this, and you'll circle it in the Odell Beckham file as far as maybe that's the game where they said, you're not pushing this kid.
And let's say one last thing. They won the game because one coach, Tom Coughlin, has control of his team. And one coach, Jeff Fisher, did not have control of his team. His team was out of control. In my opinion, they just wanted to go after Odell Beckham. They didn't care about the score after a while.
All right, we're out of time. Your prediction for this week?
I'm going to finish. And I'm going to finish strong.
You're finished.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
And Bob Humbug to you, too. I'm going to go Giants 27, Eagles 17.
I think there are two teams heading in different directions. And you know what? Eli Manning against Mark Sanchez. I got to take Eli Manning every time.
I like your chances.
All right, we're out of time there, Patty.
Happy New Year, Bobby.
Happy New Year. All right, for Fooch,
it's
Paul,
always a pleasure.
Yeah,
Pat,
you too, Paul.
And all the writers that have joined us throughout the course of the year, we thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess.